Summer is approaching in the San Joaquin Valley, and that means it's not only the season for sunscreen and paletas, but also mosquitoes, something local authorities are working on. For the last 2 years, the Fresno area has been the site of an experimental mosquito control program, and this year it's back again. FM 89's Carrie Klein reports on the project's latest scaled-up season and why the technique appears to be working.
If you're expecting the ice cream truck on these hot May days, you may be disappointed if you're one of the few neighborhoods where this van rolls up. What's in the van?
Lots and lots of mosquitoes. Male mosquitoes.
Steve Mulligan is director of the Fresno Consolidated Mosquito Abatement District.
Should we walk over?
Yeah. And he says this white, high-top Mercedes van is part of a project called Debug Fresno.
We are releasing male mosquitoes in three neighborhoods in Fresno County to implement and evaluate a new innovative mosquito control strategy against an invasive mosquito species.
Throughout 2018, vans like these will be releasing millions upon millions of male mosquitoes in three neighborhoods in Fresno and Clovis. It's a kind of pest control paradox.
We're hoping by sustaining these releases over a period of time, we can reduce the local population of biting females.
And Mulligan and his partners believe it's working. After a small test in 2016 and Debug's debut in 2017, preliminary results suggest the biting female population dropped by two-thirds. So it's back for another year in the Fancher Creek area of Fresno and the Harlan Ranch and Loma Vista neighborhoods of Clovis. But Mulligan says, don't worry, Debug's all-male mosquitoes shouldn't bother you.
It's only female mosquitoes that bite. Male mosquitoes cannot bite.
The Fresno area is home to close to 30 mosquito species. Most don't transmit disease, but that's recently changed. First, with a mosquito that began carrying West Nile virus in the early 2000s, and with a different species even more recently.
We have this new invasive mosquito now since 2013 in California. It's the Aedes aegypti mosquito.
Aedes aegypti mosquitoes are more aggressive than native ones. But there's a much bigger reason the species is concerning.
This is the primary vector of some very serious diseases, including dengue, chikungunya, Zika virus, and historically yellow fever, which really decimated populations in the United States, centuries ago.
These diseases affect hundreds of Californians each year. And although most cases are believed to be picked up internationally, Mulligan wants to prevent local transmission here. So we found some project partners to help, a Kentucky company called MosquitoMate and Verily, a research and development company owned by Google parent company Alphabet. The partners provide Mulligan's district with sterile mosquitoes. They've been injected with Wolbachia, a bacteria that occurs naturally in most insect species, but not Aedes aegypti. The mosquitoes are grown in Verily's San Francisco lab. Senior scientist Jacob Crawford says the genders are then meticulously sorted so that only males are released.
Those males go out into the environment and mate with females, and so any females that mate with our males cannot have viable offspring.
This is not genetic modification. In fact, this technology in a different mosquito species has officially been recognized as a biopesticide by the EPA. Fresno may have been the Debug program's first test site, but Debug is far from the first to test this so-called sterile insect technique. One of the technique's earliest demonstrations took place just after World War II, and not on mosquitoes, but on an insect that harms livestock. Fresno State entomologist Jorge Gonzalez says today, the technique is commonplace in other insects. It's used in California to control fruit flies and a cotton pest called the pink bollworm.
So the technique is simple, is really beautiful. It really works.
What is new is the use of Wolbachia. Those earlier programs sterilized insects using different technology, like radiation. Gonzalez says Wolbachia can be used to control mosquitoes in other ways, too. One is to infect both males and females with the bacteria. Then the population wouldn't diminish, it would adapt, but it would still get at the root problem.
When they are highly infected with Wolbachia, the female becomes a very lousy transmitter of dengue.
This technique is already being used to control dengue fever in parts of Africa. For now, Debug Fresno is only operating in 3 test neighborhoods. But if it's successful, partners hope it could someday help eliminate Aedes aegypti here. But one thing it should never eliminate is the ice cream truck. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.